Our gospel lesson today is Matthew 6, 24 to 33. Hear this word of the Lord for you today. Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? Can any of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your span of life? Why do you worry about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin, yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory was not clothed like one of these. But if God so clothes the grasses of the field, which are alive today and tomorrow thrown in the oven, will he not much more clothe you, you of little faith? Therefore do not worry, saying, what will we eat, or what will we drink, or what will we wear? It is the Gentiles who strive for these things, and indeed your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But strive first for the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Friends, this is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Good and gracious God, pour out your Holy Spirit upon us, upon the meditations of my mouth and of our hearts. This we pray in Christ's name. Amen. Wow. What important words for us today, these words from Jesus. The COVID pandemic is worse than ever. The numbers are the highest numbers yet. The political environment is still divided despite the election being over. And it's easy to be worried and afraid, isn't it? And yet the Bible tells us, do not fear, 365 times. So what helps with our fear and anxiety? Most counselors would say, control what you can and let go of the rest. Well, what can we control? Only ourselves. Only what we say and do, no one and nothing else. We have to leave the rest to God, which is so hard in this time. When we feel like there are winners and losers, or that we are all losing when it comes to the pandemic. But what if we are not losing when it comes to our faith? What if we can step out and see that God is still God, Jesus is still our Savior, and no matter what we face, we do not need to fear, for God is with us, walking beside us through the waters and fires of life. Both the Joshua passage today and these words from Jesus in Matthew 6 remind us that there are things we can control. We can control our choices. Joshua urges the people of God to make a choice. Either serve God or serve the little false gods all around you, but you can't serve both. He goes so far as to warn the people, you can't do it. And they insist that they can and they will. And so he says, your witness is against yourselves, because there are consequences if you say you will follow God and you don't. Of course, we all know that there are consequences to bad choices. Sometimes we have to be reminded of that. So Joshua lays it out for them in the famous words that most of us have seen on plaques. He says, choose this day whom you will serve. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. This is a covenant with God, a promise. And we make such promises knowing that we may lose some of our commitment, some of our feelings, but we stay. We stay in relationship because of the promises made, because of the covenant between two people, and we have our part to uphold. Like Joshua, Jesus talks about doing the most important thing too, making the most important choice, which is to seek first the kingdom of God. And he puts it right into the context of fear and worry and anxiety, just like our current situation here in November of 2020. Jesus encourages us to not worry about the details and needs of our lives, because if God can take care of the lilies and the birds, how much more will God take care of us, God's own children? Jesus reminds us we cannot add to our life or help our circumstances by worrying, and God knows everything we need. And then Jesus says those words to live by. But strive first for the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Seek first the kingdom of God. What is the kingdom of God? It's just like Joshua says, it's serving God alone, following God alone. As Christians, for us, it's following our Savior Jesus Christ. It's asking ourselves constantly, what would Jesus say and do in this situation? How can I say or do that? It's remembering that what we say and do really does matter, and God is the one who can help us follow in those footsteps of Jesus. How do we know what he would say and do? We look carefully into the scriptures, but also to the commandments that he told us were most important, loving God and loving neighbor. That's kind of our litmus test, love. Is what I am about to do or say out of love? Is it about loving God? Is it about loving neighbor? Taking control of what we can control is one way we can help our fear and anxiety. Surrendering the rest to God can help us out of an endless anxiety cycle. It's a lot easier said than done, though, right? Surrender isn't easy. Taking charge of our choices isn't either. In times of fear and uncertainty, we all seek security and peace, but we often look for that in all the wrong places. We sometimes try to be God and insist on being right and having our own way. Or we swing the other direction and we don't take any responsibility for our choices. We give in to so many addictions in our lives of food and news and internet, alcohol, drugs, other harmful activities. In times like these, we often seek security and peace from the world, in things going the way we want them to go, in life going along normally, whatever that is. And if things are not going normally, then life must be a mess. But the security and peace we seek cannot be found in the world. It's not in election results or political leaders or political parties. It's not in any person or circumstance other than Jesus Christ. That's because lasting security and peace can only be found in the kingdom of God. In biblical terms, we are in a wilderness time. We are in a difficult season with the pandemic and the politics. Many people would say we've been walking through a valley, and I can totally agree with that. People are sick and dying in ways we've not seen in our lifetime. People are worried and afraid, and that's leading to even more pain and suffering. But you know what happens in the wilderness times in the Bible? Wilderness times are known as liminal spaces. Difficult places with good outcomes. That word liminal comes from the Latin word limen, which means threshold, a point or place of entering or beginning. A liminal space is the time between the what was and the what's next. It's a place of transition, a season of waiting and not knowing. And here's the deal. A liminal space is where transformation takes place, if we allow God to do that in our lives. Author and Franciscan friar Richard Rohr describes this space this way. He says, it is when we are between the familiar and the completely unknown. There alone is our old world left behind while we are not yet sure of the new existence. That's a good space where genuine newness can begin. This is the sacred space where the old world is able to fall apart and a bigger world is revealed. If we don't encounter liminal space in our lives, we start idealizing normalcy. The threshold is God's waiting room. Here we are taught openness and patience as we come to expect an appointment with the divine doctor. Think about that for a moment. The wilderness time, the liminal space like right now, are ways of leaving an old way of life behind and not knowing what lies ahead. But it can be a good space. We can find newness. It can be a sacred space because when the old world falls apart, a bigger world can be revealed. Did you hear that? When the old world and the old ways fall apart, that's when God can show us a bigger and better world. If we are hanging on too tight to what was, We can miss what can be. Sure, the temptation for all of us is to idealize normalcy. How often have we said during this pandemic, when will everything get back to normal? But what if that's not going to happen? And what if that's not the right goal? What if we really are in God's waiting room, waiting to see the divine doctor? What if we are entering, especially during this COVID time, a new beginning for each one of us and for the whole church? So much has changed and is changing. So what hope is there to be found right now? I believe in these times of worry and polarization and division, as Christians, we actually have something, all of us, in common. Something that can bring us all together. And that one thing is our faith in Christ. The truth is, Christians can have the deepest respect for one another despite our differences. We can agree to disagree. We can have unity amidst diversity because we are seeking the same thing, the same kingdom of God, following the same person, Jesus Christ. You know, out there in the world, you have to see things the same way, look the same, sound the same, vote the same, live and work and love the same. But in the body of Christ, we can be different and still be one body. You know, in Matthew 18:3, Jesus said, we should become like children to enter the kingdom of God. And what's one of the main differences between children and adults? Well, in hard times, in what we might consider impossible times, children are actually able to see many possibilities. Imagine giving a kid a stick and a bowl. We adults see a little stick and an old bowl, but what do they see? Suddenly they have a drum set, or a walking stick, or a place to collect bugs, or a way to make mud pies. The list goes on and on and on. Adults often see a difficult situation and see that it seems impossible. There's no way out. Give that same situation to a child, and you've got yourself a new path. What if God can help us see the world that way? How can we become like children when it comes to today? How can we look at all that is around us and see the kingdom of God? You know, God is the one who got the Israelites through the wilderness, from Egypt all the way to the promised land with divine water and food and protection along the way. And that experience, it made them the people of God. That liminal space opened up a new world for them, a world of faith. It was there that they received the Ten Commandments, that they learned to create a space for the divine presence. It was transformative. So will we allow God to transform us in our liminal space? You know, this commitment to seek first the kingdom of God, it's not just about us as individuals choosing whom we will serve and what we will seek. It's also about us as a community of faith, as the body of Christ. We have to choose as a church to serve God and only God. Not the wishes of members or visitors, not the changing tides of the world, but God. We have to choose to follow Jesus and only Jesus. We have to choose to seek the kingdom of God and not any other kingdom. The truth is, no matter what happens in our country or our world, we are still called to do the faithful things we've been doing as we seek to follow Jesus Christ. We still worship God. We still feed the hungry. We still love our neighbors. We still laugh and enjoy one another. We still show compassion and empathy. Nothing needs to rule our lives except the love of Jesus Christ. Today is our Pledge Sunday, and it might seem like a strange time to be talking about pledges for next year, but maybe it's not. Because stewardship is about our choices. The choices we make about using our time, our talent, and our treasure, which has everything to do with seeking first the kingdom of God. Friends, hear the good news of the gospel today. During these crazy days and this liminal space, may we seek first the kingdom of God, and may we allow God to change us, to transform us, to make us new creations through Jesus Christ our Lord. And for these gifts, the gifts of this time and place, all God's people say, Amen.